Hi, once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of the International Midget World Series at the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. And as has been our custom since the 2003 season, we'll be bringing you the same-day audio webcast of all four nights from Boxing Day all the way up to the famous 50-lapper. One of the new drivers who will be howling around at the famed Western Springs Bullring is a guy who has really jumped onto the scene. He picked up the Rookie of the Year this year with USAC in the midgets. He is the Dirt Midget Champion, and he's won in just about everything he has sat in this year. And he just turned a young 19 years old. We welcome in from Norman, Oklahoma. He's right now in Indianapolis waiting to get a plane out to L.A., Christopher Bell. Christopher, it's great to talk with you, and a belated happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be talking with you as well.
So you're heading to New Zealand. How excited are you to go overseas and race against some of the best competition in the world over the Christmas holidays?
I'm very excited. Normally during the New Year's weekend, I'm in Tulsa running the Tulsa Shootout with MicroSprints, but this year I'm going to get the privilege to go over to New Zealand and get to race some midget stuff, so I'm really looking forward to it, and it should give me some valuable seat time before the Chili Bowl.
You started your career 9 years ago, I was reading, back at the old I-44 Speedway there in Oklahoma City in the junior sprints. Did you ever think, here it is 9 years later, and you'll be getting ready to board a plane to go to Auckland, New Zealand?
Yeah, it really has been my dream to go over to New Zealand and run midgets and then go to Australia and run sprint cars. And it looks like I'm going to be able to do both, but unfortunately I'm not going to be able to run sprint cars in Australia. I'm going to go over there and run the Power Eye World Series over there at Brisbane and Lismore. So it definitely is a dream come true, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What was it like those first few years running the junior sprints and making the move to the micros? And how much do you think that helped you out in your early career now as you get into the bigger and fuller size sprints and midgets?
I think it was huge. I actually started running the junior sprints when I was 6 years old and then ran those until I was nine.
Okay.
And then ran the restricted micro sprints when I was nine, then moved up to the full-size micro sprints when I was 12. But I think they definitely taught me a lot. And where I grew up, the micro sprints were kind of all we got, and especially nowadays in Oklahoma, the sprint car stuff is really dying with Tulsa Speedway shutting down, and then as well as the State Fair in Oklahoma City shutting down also. And the micro sprints, they just really they taught me some really good habits. They got suspension, unlike the outlaw carts that like Kyle and Rico grew up in. So I feel like that has really helped me out, as well as just getting used to like the throttle control that we have to use and stuff like that.
Well, we'll talk about Kyle Larson and Rico Abreu here in just a moment or two, but I want to talk a little more about your early days. What got you into racing, and what was Mom and Dad's reaction when you said to them that this is something you'd like to try?
Well, actually, it was one of my dad's friends who got me involved. His kid used to race the micro sprints there in I-44 Speedway in Oklahoma City, and he took me to a race whenever I was a little kid, and I was hooked ever since. And then he actually kind of raised me up in racing, so to speak, and my parents bought me the junior sprint, and ever since then, every Saturday night, or I'd be racing, and now it's turned into more than just a every Saturday night deal.
Now it's turning into a profession, from what I can gather. So is auto racing going to be this full-time profession, or do you have something to fall back on in terms of what you might like to do if the college opportunity becomes available as well?
I'm going racing, and it's my dream to be able to drive race cars for a living, so it's what I want to do, and hopefully I'll be able to make it happen.
So you're from Norman, Oklahoma, so I have to ask, do you bleed crimson and cream, or those other colors up there in Stillwater?
Definitely a huge believer in OU.
There you go. I knew the kid had talent there, folks, as we're talking with Christopher Bell. Now, Christopher, you had an incredible season. I understand 9 wins in the midgets and 37 starts, 410s, 360 non-wings. Take us through the year. What was it like for you as a driver to, you know, get in and out of all different types of race cars this season?
It's definitely been a pretty good year for me, and a ton of fun, too. I ran 103 races this year, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I like to race as much as I can. If I could race every day, I would. And to be able to run the different kinds of cars that I did was extremely fun. And I think it helps me out too, being able to just get seat time and a little bit of everything.
You hooked up with Rick Ferkel and got to drive his famed sprint car for a while. What was it like to learn racing from a guy like Rick?
Oh, it was awesome. And I owe a huge thank you to Rick and Kathy. They took a chance on me and put me in a 410 sprint car the first time, every time I had ever sat in a sprint car. I'd never fired a sprint car off before I went to the races there at Wayne County in 2011. So that was pretty cool. And to be able to race for Rick was, it truly was an honor. Just sit in his living room and listen to the story he has, and he has quite a few of them.
And, of course, this coming season, you're going to be replacing one of the greats, the Steel City Outlaw, Tim Schaefer, in his number 83 car that he had driven for many years. What is that going to be like to fill those shoes in that famous sprint car?
Well, I definitely have some big shoes to fill. Tim was the second-to-none racer, and he still is. And it's really kind of it's a really cool deal to be able to hop in the 83 car, especially knowing their background with them going and winning the Knoxville Nationals and winning all these races. It really is a second-to-none operation, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And how many races will you be in the 83 for the upcoming season?
The USAC schedule is being put out already. We're just kind of waiting to put a schedule together, and I think at minimum probably around 40 races, and then at max probably 60 to 70.
When you were with Rick, did you have a chance to come run here in Central Pennsylvania?
No, I didn't. I've been in Central Pennsylvania in the Micro Sprints, but never in a sprint car, and I ran Lernerville, which that was the only track in Pennsylvania that I've run so far.
Where have you raced in the Micros here in Central PA?
I believe it's Path Valley.
Yep.
And Linda's Raceway, and then Lanco.
Many years ago, when I was doing some writing for Area Auto Racing News, we raced at Linda's in the old days of the Micro Stocks, which were Northeast-style dirt-modified bodies on a go-kart. That was pretty fun. It's a neat little track, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Probably my favorite out there was either Pass Valley or Lanco. I really liked Pass Valley, though.
Except they black-flagged me and put me in the infield because I spun out three times in a media race.
That's not very good.
I'd never heard of being black flagged in a media race, but I guess I have that distinction now. Well, of course, Christopher, you're one of the several American drivers that will be racing down there throughout this Power I Midget World Championship. Who will you be driving for in New Zealand?
Whenever I go down there, I'll actually be running for Tim Clark in one of his chassis, and I'm pretty fortunate to have one of the Speedway Toyota engines, and it'll be the same motors that I'm used to running for with Keith. They are definitely an awesome piece, and we shouldn't have any issues down there, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And will you be running for Tim also in Australia?
Tim will be there with me, but I'll actually be racing for Jason Bell, and I'll be teammates with one of my good friends, Andrew Felker, and we'll both be in a Toyota-powered car in Australia as well.
And, of course, you're racing for Keith Coons. I've gotten to know Keith over the years. He's such a great guy, and I understand it was after Kyle Larson was picked up by Ganassi, and I'll come flat out and say it, boys at Indy, you missed out on one of the good ones. You missed out because he would have been a hell of an IndyCar driver. So you take over for a guy like him. I mean, that also had to be a very prestigious honor, and knowing what Kyle has been able to accomplish, including leading every lap last year of the Midget World Series at Western Springs.
It was really cool, and it's kind of mixed emotions, me and Kyle's ride, because, you know, you look back at what Kyle's done, and it's kind of like, well, how do you ever live up to that? But then on the other hand, it's really cool to be able to be compared to such a great driver such as Kyle.
So what are you looking to accomplish going to two countries in Australia and New Zealand you haven't been to before in a number of different tracks? What's the ultimate goal with this International Midget Series?
Well, it's definitely going to be going outside my comfort zone. I'm a little apprehensive to go overseas, and just because I've never been outside of the United States before, but hopefully we'll just be able to put some good solid runs together, maybe win a race or two, and hopefully be looking good in the points coming into the United States for the world title.
And how is that going to play in with coming back and running the Chili Bowl? Will you be going back then to Australia after the Chili Bowl, is it?
That would be correct. After, I believe we raced Saturday at the Chili Bowl, and then I'll be off Sunday and fly out Monday to go to the Gold Coast.
It sounds like you have a pretty ambitious schedule. So midgets, sprint cars, anything else on the docket for 2014 that we hadn't heard about yet?
Well, I will be running the full USAC Silver Crown schedule for Team 6R, the 21 car that I ran for the last two races of the 2012 schedule, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I don't have any non-wing sprint car plans as of yet, but hopefully we'll be able to get something put together where I can run a couple races in a non-wing car as well.
Do you like both winged and non-wing, or do you have a preference either way?
Definitely am more of a wing fan, but the non-wing sprint cars are cool in their own way, too, so I'd like to run a couple more non-wing races.
Well, Christopher, we want to thank you so much for your time and wish you all the best of luck coming up in Western Springs in Australia, then coming back to the States in the Chili Bowl, then heading back over. That's not a bad way to live the off-season, I would have to take it.
Yeah, living my dream, that's for sure.
Christopher, all the best of luck, and we look forward to talking with you sometime over the holiday season as we catch up with you guys during the off days and get your thoughts on what it's like to race at the Western Springs Speedway.
Well, thank you.
Christopher Bell joining us here as we count down to our broadcast on December the 26th, the first of four from Western Springs Speedway right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.